The Bush administration moved today to halt the sale of a substance related to steroids. The Food and Drug Administration ordered manufacturers of the dietary supplement, commonly called Andro, to cease production and sale. The move came one day after the head of the Players Union for Major League Baseball appeared before Congress. He said he couldn't agree to changes that would subject players to more random testing for steroid use. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Androstenedione, or Andro as it's commonly known, acts the same way as anabolic steroids do. It's converted in the body to testosterone, and it's believed to make muscles bulkier. But whereas anabolic steroids are regulated like illegal drugs, they can only be bought legitimately with a prescription, Andro is widely available. It occurs naturally in the body, and products that contain Andro are marketed as dietary supplements. That may have changed today with this announcement by Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson.
I am very pleased to be able to announce that we're cracking down on companies that manufacture, market, and distribute products containing androstenedione, also known as Andro.
The secretary may have stumbled on Andro's name, but he made it clear that the government means business. He said if the 23 Andro manufacturers, who've been warned by the government to cease their activities, don't comply, the government will go after them and seize their stocks and pursue criminal actions.
Today we've hit a home run.
Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch was also at the press conference.
Our top health authorities are making clear that Andro should not be on the market. Kids shouldn't be able to buy it. They shouldn't be able to use it. Now they won't be able to.
Senator Hatch is among the most powerful congressional champions of dietary supplement makers, many of whom operate out of his state. He co-wrote the 1994 Dietary Supplements Act, which has so far protected the Andro business. Under the law, dietary supplements can be sold without proof of safety or effectiveness. But like many others, Hatch has become convinced of the risks of Andro. He's co-sponsoring a new law that would pursue a more radical approach than the administration could take today under the Dietary Supplements Act.
Let's remove Andro from the market, let's outlaw the other steroid lookalikes, and let's protect the public health.
Hatch's law would reclassify Andro and several other similar substances as controlled. If the law passes, these substances could no longer be sold over the counter in drugstores and health food stores around the country. At the press conference today, Secretary Thompson said the administration would support the legislation. Hatch said the bill would likely become law by the end of the year. The administration's actions seem to signal a new, more activist approach to the regulation of dietary supplements, at least of egregiously dangerous ones. Late last year, the administration banned the weight loss supplement Ephedra, which has been linked to strokes, heart attacks, and deaths. FDA Commissioner Mark McClellan gave a stark warning about Andro's risks today.
Feminization in boys with breast enlargement and testicular atrophy. In girls, exposure to excess estrogens may confer long-term increased risk for breast and uterine cancer, even when it's used in childhood.
The government surveys have found that 1 in 40 high school seniors has used Andro in the past year. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.